Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. Glad you tuned in live stream. Welcome. Thank you everybody for being here this morning. This little boy went to the grocery store. You don't want to hear my joke or what? So this little boy goes to the grocery store and the sign says, take one apple. Take one apple. And then, after it said, take one apple, it said, only one, because God is watching. The little boy, he takes one. He goes walking to the store, and he goes up another aisle, and there's another display for cookies. Take one cookie. Only one. And so the little boy found a pencil there by the ad, and he gets, he scribbles out, take one cookie, and says, he wrote down on it, take as many as you want, because God is watching the apples. We've been talking about the agape love of God. And let's see, you know, I want to tell you what I told last service. I was reading, sometimes Donnie and I wake up and we have our devotion and we'll read each other. I was reading to her from Job this morning. Job is something I never really liked to used to read much, Job, the book of Job. Because, you know, all that happened to him and it's like, dog, you know. Man, he went through some stuff. But here's what's really special about that. Is because it says in the first verse of Job, it says Job was upright and blameless. Job was upright and blameless. And Job feared God and shunned evil. Job did. Job was God's boy. You know what I mean? Am I making sense? So that's what it says. In Job chapter 1, the first verse, it says that he was upright, blameless, feared God. Now, think about this. So it goes on to say how wealthy he was and all that he possessed. And then it says that Satan, same chapter, Satan was going about to and fro looking for somebody to destroy. And it says, and then God pipes up and says, well, have you considered my servant Job? And I'm thinking, why on earth would he bring up Job? You know? Why don't he bring up Bruce? Or bring up Eric? You know, come on. Bring somebody else up. Job? Have you considered Job? And here's what Satan says. I tried, but you got a hedge around him. There's a hedge around him. Now, God didn't tell him. God didn't say, I've got a hedge around Job. God didn't say that. The devil said you got a hedge around him. So now think about this. Isn't that something? So what's that saying? The devil tried to get to him, but he couldn't. You see that? You and I need to give God praise. Because the devil has tried to get to us, and he has prevented him from destroying us many times that we don't even understand. Are you with me? Now, think about this. So he said, wait, I got to stop just a moment. He says, a hedge. You know, I went, when I was in Bible college, one of my professors said, the hedge, he taught this in this course I took, Michael Murray, my professor. He taught this hedge is the fruit of God's Spirit. That's the hedge around, that was around Job. So when you're in the fruit of the Spirit, that we're going to be really getting into in the next year or two, we're going to tear it up. This hedge, when you're in that, the enemy will try to get to you, and he can't. Making sense? Because the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering. Ooh, long-suffering? You know what? Some of your greatest pain that you're in, that you're going through, God is using that to get your attention. To get your attention back on Him. And talk to Him more. And have more communication. He wants a relationship with you. You see that? God is longing for a relationship with you. And He, when He allows pain, He's wanting you to depend on Him. It's not for you to hurt. And because He's a child abuser, by no means. He's not. He just wants fellowship with you and you to depend on Him more. You see that? Now think about this. This is why Jesus said, come to me, all of you, in Matthew 11, 28. Come to me, all of you who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me, for I am meek or gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. Now think about this. He says, come to me and learn of me, not about me. Did you hear that? Learn of me. You can only learn of Him. Of means it's coming from Him. Present participle. Maybe that's wrong, but who knows? I like to say that. Of Him. You see that? When you get it from Him, now you're learning of Him. You see that? Now you know how to respond the way Jesus would. This is what He's trying to get us to do. And you know what it does? It gives you rest for your soul. Now my soul rests when I go to Him. You see that? I'm not anxious. I'm not worried. I'm not freaking out. I'm not even concerned about what's going on in politics. Don't even care. I'm getting mine from Him. You see that? And when you got that, you got something. Because guess what you're doing now? You're finding out who you are. The real you. The you haven't met yet. You see that? And that's what He's doing. He's showing you who you are. Because remember last week we talked about the truth will make you free. You shall know the truth, John 8:32. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make kenosos. Remember the word know, kenosos. It's a Greek word. You have to find out what the Greek says because it's a Greek word. It means to go to bed with, to be in intimate with. I know this truth. I'm so connected to it. I go to bed with it. I understand. I'm intimate with this truth. What's the truth? Jesus. Jesus is the truth. So I'm going to bed with him and Jesus. Am I making sense? Come on now. Don't get weird on me. I'm trying to help you see something. I understand what he's trying to get to me. And I'm discovering who I am. The real you. See that? It's not something that's put on or trying to fit in. It's where you belong. Because we all have the longing, remember? We all have the longing to belong. Every one of us. Whenever we try to fit in, we always end up getting into something where we don't belong and trying to become something we're not. But when we're where we belong, now we're becoming the real, authentic, the truth about you. See, that's why a church like this is dangerous. You come here, you're going to hear something that's going to call you to be you. Long suffering's going to show up in there. Going to be difficult at times. Huh? Pain is going to be in it. I'd rather be in it and have pain than be out and have the pain and not know and try to numb it with something that takes me into a deeper state of ignorance. Come on, are you with me? And see, when we begin to understand, we're all in this together. And when we come here, this is what we do. We grow and we mature together. I need you. You need me. And this whole thing, now we're the church. You see, we're the church. Not the Baptist church, not the Methodist church, not the Pentecostal church, not the Catholic church, not the Anglican church, not the Presbyterian church. Is there any more of them? We're the church that the gates of hell will not prevail against. You see that? And that's why Paul said this. He said, to me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace has been given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, to the intent that now the manifold wisdoms of God will be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in heavenly places, according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. Forever and forever and forever. Whoo. Hold on. You know what he just said? You can find that in Ephesians chapter 3. And you know what he's saying? You're the church. You're to make known my wisdom wherever you go now. In your family, on your job, in your neighborhood. When you're in your car by your bad self, you're supposed to have his wisdom. You're not supposed to have negative anticipation for anybody, like the pastor used to. Wisdom sets you free. Helps you to be you. Am I making sense? And when you understand this, you see, you can't get enough. Now you want more truth. Give me more. You won't be and you know what? You get to a place where I gotta have this. This is who I am. You see that? Because it calls you to where you belong. God knew you before you were even born. He knew you. He formed you. He ordained you. And he sanctified you. See that? All of you. All of us. Before we were born. So he has every answer you're looking for. It's in that wisdom. See that? When we learn of him, he gives us the wisdom we need to live our life. Keeps us free to be who he created us to be. So,
I'm going to start preaching in a minute. You know, that's a little bit, I just opened up a little bit, but that's, see, it's important to understand. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to stand up and we're going to do the vision, and then we'll keep moving, okay? I'm just glad you're here today. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now remember last week we've been talking about love and what it, we talked about love rejoices in the truth. That's the verse before 1 Corinthians 13:6. Love rejoices in the truth. And remember, what's the truth do? Set you free. Now, while you're standing there, I'm going to say this. It's only the truth that you obey that sets you free. See that? You have to obey the truth to get to the freedom. See that? I procrastinate about things. Yeah, I do. You know, maybe picking up things and doing things. I procrastinate. But this is something we want to watch, is spiritual procrastination. Because when we do that, it's affecting our identity now. And when you keep putting that off, you get into a deeper, deeper struggle in life. See that? The more you keep putting that off, the deeper of a struggle you get into. But now when you start to obey that truth, now you start to see who you are. And the freedom comes. Making sense? Because you've obeyed the truth, now the freedom's there. You know it, right? So, remember? That was the verse before that. So now, love bears all things. So say this with me. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for everything you're doing. We just, Lord, we're just honored to be a part of what you're doing in the church in these last days. Lord, we just believe that you are building your church. And Lord, we thank you that we believe with all our heart that we're part of that. And it's not about a denomination, it's about your people. And Lord, we thank you for that, and we trust you. And Lord, we ask that you continue to give us a revelation of your love. Increase this revelation of your love that we've been talking about, this agape love, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Okay. How many of you know you don't have to be liked to be loving? Right? You don't have to be liked to be loving. I haven't found any scripture that says, if you do this, they're going to like you. You're not going to... Being liked... I'm at a place, it's okay if you like, but if you don't like me, I'm still going to love you. Right? I'm not going to walk around trying to get you to like me. See, that's what people pleasers... have that. That's really a deficit in their identity. Because if you have to please people, you see that? Fear, that's the fear of man. Proverbs 25, fear of man is a snare, and that's a trap. And anytime that trap, it's to do the devil's will. It traps you to do the devil's will, not God's will. But it says, but those who trust the Lord shall be secure, shall be safe. See, when you trust the Lord, you're secure in who you are. You see, so I don't have to please people to get along with people. I caught myself this week. I was telling somebody, you know, and they were telling all the stuff that they were doing to them. I said, you know, you don't have to like them. You can love them. Yeah. That's nice, right? That's freedom right there. And I don't have to like you to love you. I love all you guys. Well, no, wait. But I do. I didn't say I liked all. But, no, you know, I'm just having a little fun. But it's true. If I have to please you, I got to please God. See that? Paul said, if I still pleased men, I would no longer be a servant of Christ. I want to serve him. How about you? I can't serve him and express him and be all concerned about what you're thinking. Right? Because a lot of times you'll abort what Christ was trying to do to please man. And I don't want to be a part of that. Because he's done too much for me. Amen? Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things. So we're going to look at this. I was telling last service about how we need a greater revelation of the agape love of God. And I'm talking about all of us, the church worldwide. We need a greater revelation of the agape love of God. And remember, what's revelation mean? It means a prophetic, redemptive uncovering. Or it also means to reveal what's on the mind of God to the church for direction. In other words, when you get a revelation, you begin to see the way God sees. So now you can see the direction your life needs to take when you see the way God sees. You see that? And so the idea is the word revelation and vision are synonymous. Same words. They're the same words in the Greek. The same words. Vision and revelation, same words. So it says in Proverbs 29:18, it says where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraints. Where there's no revelation, people cast off restraints. So, we need revelation to see the way God sees. So we need the restraints. God gives us the principles in place to see the way God sees. See that? We need those principles. The restraints, because without the restraints, we'll do it our way. We'll please men and we'll do whatever we have to do. You see that? We want to please God. And when a man's ways please the Lord, Proverbs 16:7 says, even his enemies will be at peace with him. But here's the idea. When I get a revelation, I'm receiving something that's really going to help me in areas of my life that is going to change everything. You see that?
Love bears all things. Let's look at this. This word bear is the Greek word stego. And this is what it means. It means to cover. To cover. So when you bear something, you cover it. See that? It says love bears all things. Now think about this. This is what the definition means. As a roof covers a house, S-T-E-G-O, bear. As a roof covers a house, listen to me. It's also protection. Exactly as a roof protects, shields, and guards the inhabitants of a house from exposure to the outside influences of weather, the roof of a house is designed to shield people from storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, rain, hail, wind, snow, blistering heat, hot temperatures. This protection is vital for survival in most climates, preventing people from either freezing to death or burning as a result of continuous exposure to the sun. First, we must understand that there are many seasons to life.
And not all seasons are pleasurable. In fact, some seasons of life are very stormy and very difficult. There are moments when external circumstances assault and assail us from without. If we have no shield to guard us during these storms, stormy times, it becomes much more difficult for us to survive spiritually. Paul is letting us know that agape love serves like a protection for you. Like the roof of a house, a friend who moves in, the agape love of God will stay near in times of trouble. You need a friend. You know that? In times of trouble. That friend will hover over you to protect you from the storms of life. Rather than expose you and your flaws to the view of others. A person who operates in this kind of love will conceal, cover, and protect you. For real agape love is always there in times of trouble to lend support. One commentator said, this kind of love bears, it protects, it shields, it guards, it covers, it conceals, it safeguards people from exposure. You see that? This is love bears all things. So when you have that, it's a powerful thing to have someone that loves you and bears all things. Amen? So this is what he's saying we're supposed to do and have for people in general. You know, I've told people when there's times when I'll be out in the community and someone will come up to me and they say, oh, you know, so-and-so is going to your church. You know what they did? And they'll try to tell me something wrong about that person. And I'll say, psst. You know what they've done? And I start saying all the good things. Huh? Am I making sense? And it shuts them up every time. Are you catching this? Every time. So when you do that, you're really bearing for them. You see that? Because they don't know anything about that person. That's just their own insecurity and their, you know, their low esteem and low value of himself, trying to make themselves look better in the eyes of someone else. And so what that's called is a talebearer. The Bible teaches. Does this make sense? It's called a talebearer. In other words, they don't bear the truth. They tell it. And they expose people. It says a talebearer separates the best of friends. See that? Separate. So you shouldn't go around telling your wife's stuff on it. You shouldn't even joke about it. You shouldn't even joke about your husband. No, ever. Always protect them. Always. How many times? Always.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.